I wish you could see how big the sound bar is for me just yelling, guys.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know.
We should go back to that.
I was practicing it, like, on my way home from the gym. I was like,
you're going to ignore what I said?
Yeah. We should what?
We should go back to that.
Go back to what?
The times when I didn't hear that.
You guys, since we've been gone, she's become a little bit snippy. Uh-uh. That's going to be part of her updates.
Don't do me, girl.
That's what she has to talk about. Yeah, we're going to do her, girl, on this episode. Hello, beautiful people.
Hi.
We're back. Well, we're ending really.
I know. But I was like, we're back just to go away again.
But for real, we're back. I have some things to say.
The boys are back. Isn't that a song?
High School Musical?
I literally have been thinking that I really want to watch, like, rewatch.
We should. The whole series?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be fun.
Like, we need to, because, yeah. I've been watching that, like, YouTube show on Christy Romalo, whatever. Mm-hmm. The girl from Kim Possible.
Yeah.
And she, like, interviews all the little Disney and Netflix kids. I mean, Disney and Nickelodeon kids.
These are average girls. And yeah. I'm here to save the world. Mm-hmm. You can't stop me because I'm Kim Possible. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
Don't sue us, Disney!
Oh, yeah. Disney, I promise you I'm not the one. We'd be tied up in court. I don't got the money for you.
What were you going to say?
You were telling me... Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I got things to say.
Yeah.
So, boom.
You always got things to say. I got things to say at this
because I do. Okay, so... I'm going to let them in a little bit on our process.
Okay.
So what we did before is that we taped a bunch of episodes and we were slowly dropping them, right? So that we could have the sauce for you guys and we could be ready to be consistent. But one thing we did not realize is that circumstances may change once you do that.
Oh, and then my God!
You may not be able to drop the episode. So we have learned the hard way. I guess the semi-hard way to not do that again.
Oh my gosh. You know what's so funny? You just said that even the other day. We talked about this and I was like, oh! Yeah. And I just had again. Yeah. Y'all, I want to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it later.
People be acting so wild.
Oh, we're going to talk about it now.
Yeah, I'm not really here to drag nobody because that's not really my energy.
Yeah.
But people are strange. Like, that's all I do have to say. I just think, like, we have, like, a rule here. I'm really telling all our business. But we have a rule here that we have to, like, get to know you before you come to our crib. And I feel like we're going to start doing that with the podcast. Because what the fuck? Okay, so go ahead. Tell your story.
Guys, we filmed 3 episodes we can't use because we don't fuck with them no more.
We don't fuck with them or they don't... No, yeah, no. We fuck... They don't fuck with us.
Okay, one was just hella messed up. Yeah. One, we don't fuck with. And 2, we can't fuck with.
Yeah.
I mean, 3, we can't fuck with. I promise I can count. The Literally point is, insane. We got 3 episodes we can't use. So, we decided to not do that whole banking up like that.
No.
And then also, I feel like... Like, one of the episodes we posted, we talked about it, like, after, like, the hype of everything. So, I just think, like, you know, it was a cute try for season 4. But we're still going to take that energy and just not bank up as much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Georgette came up with that brilliant idea.
And we're not going to let you know all the sauce because, like, you guys are amazing, but, like, you guys are not part of the team yet.
Yeah.
So, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Please apply if you want to be part of the team.
Oh, you could DM us.
You'll be an intern.
Unpaid.
I'll pay you in smiles and you get to look at my big ass. In clothes, though. I'm not getting naked.
Well, I won't pay you in either of those things. You can just come around and help us.
You can just come around.
But you can't come in this house because
we gotta know you first.
But honestly, though, we knew these people. And one of them, we didn't go to their house. 2 of them, we weren't in their house.
Yes.
The only one that came to the house, like, I knew them. She knew them.
Yes. Yes. But, like, so, we have, like, a 1-month rule for our home. But, like, we should have, like, a 1-year rule for the podcast.
I'm weak.
Because, like, well, I guess you'll never know, really, because people can show their ass whenever they want to show their ass.
And that's the moral of the story. Yeah. If you don't get anything else from this episode, just be careful, y'all.
Yeah. Be careful. Be very, very careful.
You out here missing out on content.
Child. What's new? Tell me about it.
We gonna fuck that bitch up, Mo. That's new.
Exactly.
Guys, I cooked today and I'm literally so happy about it because I haven't been feeling well and I've just been sitting in my bed And I just feel like I really was like, girl, we gotta eat something. Like, literally eat something. And you can't eat anything if there's nothing that you want to eat. Emphasis on the want it, because, like, there's food in there, but it's like, I don't want it. Which is so disgusting, actually, as I think about it. Because, like, I never thought I was that girl. But it's like I want rice. I cook a lot of soups or stews or whatever. And it's like, I don't want this. I want something else.
I am that girl.
And then I go to something else. Yeah, she'd be switching up. I cook my good little plasas stews when I, like, with my palm oil. Then I make pasta. I go back between the two. You know, very cute, very, like, basic white girl cooking, and then, like, African cooking. But she be stepping up. She be like, ooh, I found this recipe. I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
I'm just not that girl who likes what I eat every day.
Yeah. And it's like, as I put the pasta I just made in, like, four bowls to eat for the next 4 days, I'm just like...
But that pasta is good. I'd eat it any day, every day, all the time. I'm ready to eat it today, tomorrow, the next. I hope you dish some out for me.
I hope she knows there's ground beef in there.
We're about to have to stop this episode. Because what? My heart is broken. Either way, I'm going to talk about what you do with me. We're going to skip her for now because she's obviously evil.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me, though. I went to the library today. I got two books and a library card, finally. And the lady that was helping me get a library card was so nice. She was like, where's your name from? I was like, Sierra Leone. She was like, oh, my God, like, do you speak your language? And I was like, we speak English over there, but the tribes... No, I don't speak them languages. They did not teach me all that stuff. And she was like, oh my gosh, you're like me. And she's like, Black American. And I was like, LOL, that was funny. I was like, okay, shade.
Oh my gosh, you're like me.
No, but she was really nice. She was
how?
Like,
how am I like
hey, you? Hey. But she was so nice. And she was like, but I think she was joking. But anyways, the point is, she was like, you know, we really need to like get into the culture. I was like, no, I hear you. I was like, I mean, I grew up, like both my family, my parents are from Sierra Leone. Like, blah, blah, blah. Did the whole rundown. And we live in a predominantly, like, Asian, specifically, like, Korean area. And she was like, you know, they do, like, the people will come and, like, cook their food. Like, because I was like, oh, I can cook. I was like, I don't speak no languages, but I cook this food now. And she was like, oh, like, you should, like, cook. You should come and, like, share your food and share your culture, like, for the culture nights that they do or whatever. And I was like, oh, that'd be lit. So she was so excited about that. And I don't really know how we got on to more of that. But she was like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I'm a nutritionist. And she was like, oh! She was like, oh my gosh, like, do you have a card? I really want you to come. We do, like, career thingies or whatever. And I'm really trying to get into that because I was literally telling her, like, when I was in, forget, like, elementary school, middle school, high school, because I didn't even know this was a thing then. But even when I was doing nutrition in undergrad, the job I do now, I had no idea about. So I really do want to, like, kind of put the girlies on because, like, it is a job that you can get out of college without an RD program, the stress of the internship and everything, like, the girlies with nutrition and dietetics, they know. So I just feel like I really want to put the people on. You know, the job is still a job. It's not the most fun, but it's like it pays the bills and, you know, all that cute stuff. So it's exciting. Met her. I know. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. I think her name was Connie Cecilia, something with a C. I don't know. She was so nice. So hey, girl, if you watch.
Hey, girl.
And then my only other update is that I'm on dating. Georgette, your turn.
She just skipped over so quickly on that one. Do you want to add some sauce to that, or you want to leave that?
I'm not dating men right now.
Okay.
or women. I'm not dating
the ladies.
Men.
Hit her up.
I know, right? That was cool. That's a little different. No. I don't know. I'm just not dating.
On purpose, or?
Yeah, on purpose. I just feel like.
What was this laugh?
It wasn't a laugh. My K in the leg was really strong and I liked it. I wanted to do it some more. Yeah, I'm just not dating right now, you know? I'm not looking for a man, you know? I feel like before I was like...
What are you at?
Not necessarily like, but like, you know, just a little bit more open. And I'm just like, y'all is scary.
Child.
And I feel like I've always felt like that, but you know, the girls still be like, but where my man at? But now I'm just like...
No, dead ass.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's all. You know, it's going to be summer. I'm going to be outside. Have fun. A cute little fits.
I got some things to say. Life is so different right now. I feel like from the last time we filmed, everything has changed for me. All the things have changed. I think I'll start with dating because that's easy. I am dating. for fear that they're listening, I'm not going to like give all the details.
They.
But I have a specific. You ain't hear that. But I have a specific one that is like the lead. He has a girlfriend, but I don't know if I have a boyfriend. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that right there. And I'm dating a couple of other people that I'm really, really enjoying. I just feel like this is the most like carefree and like well dating has gone for me. Like
that.
I'm not really thinking too much about it aside from just making sure that I'm good overall, but I'm not really thinking too much about it, not really going too like, I mean, sometimes I feel like when I'm dating, I'm like worried about every little detail. Like, how is this going? I'm not doing that. And I'm really, really enjoying my time. Like, I feel like the man just is have been showing me a good time, like showing me that I'm that bitch. Like, I knew I'm that bitch, but like, it's good when several people are showing you and like taking you out on really, really nice dates and like seeing new things and seeing new experiences. And there's a range of them. I like that.
Yeah.
And that, like, he has a girlfriend, but I don't have a boyfriend comment. That's not me being a city girl. That's just more of, I just really don't know where it's at. Like, he thinks that he has a girlfriend, and he keeps professing that, but I'm not sure that I have a boyfriend, because I've never really, like, vocally said yes, but I'm enjoying my time with him, so I'm just gonna keep that where it's at. So yeah, the Menzeses are doing good. What else is new? Oh, I have a new job. Literally, like, maybe, well, I kind of knew it was coming. Here's the thing. So, with the tech layoffs and stuff, everybody, well, for me specifically within tech, I kind of like heard it coming down the pipeline that like, hey, y'all, like, shit is not sweet out here, and it may not be sweet, and like, this shit is about to crash. So as soon as Silicon Valley crashed, I was like, oh, word? It's like that? So as soon as that happened, I literally sat down here, I went for a walk, I came back, got a notebook, got a pen, sat down and I started writing. I'm like, what do I want to do next? What can I do like right now just so that there's no lapse in money, and like, what do I want to figure out? Just because like I had seen people on my team getting laid off, and I'm like, if I'm next, I need a plan. Like, I don't just want to like get laid off and not know what to do. So that started to happen. And then like the layoffs just kept getting closer and closer to me. Like first of all, it would be like somebody in another department. Then it would be like somebody like right over me, like my boss. And I'm like, if they're not keeping my boss, they're not keeping me. So I was like, word, I gotta make a plan. So I sat down, I was like, what can I do right now that like I enjoy and that's easy for me? So I love people, I love making music, and I love children. So I'm like, I gotta do all those things. So I started babysitting again, I started waitressing, because I do love people and you get to see people on a daily basis, you get to interact. And then like, I just started finding more ways to perform more. So I've been doing those three things back and forth, and then literally, it's mind-blowing, because like, I feel like God just be giving me downloads, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna listen. I'm glad I did, because literally like 2 weeks into that, like doing, because at the time I was working 3-4 jobs at a time, and it was actually super hectic, and I worked like maybe like 20 days straight without a break, and then my job let me go. I was like, well, at least I have a plan, and at least I have some other jobs. So that's been going well so far, and I'm enjoying my life still, which is good. I'm really, really thankful to God that my bills are still paid and that I'm able to still make music and do the things that I love and go out with friends. Like, I'm still able to be a well-rounded person, although I am looking for something else. So if you want to hire me, do that. But that it's been interesting, definitely working like a different type of job and a lot of different types of jobs where like I'm actually physically there and where I have to be engaged. It's actually made me feel like I live here. Like, I don't know what I felt before, but, like, I feel like I live here now. Like, I feel like simultaneously within, like, finding that waitressing job, then I also started making a lot more friends here and, like, going out with friends and, like, meeting people. So, like, now I kind of have, like, a set group of friends, and, like, I actually, like, work in person, too. So I really feel like I live here. So I feel like that's really wild and that's crazy. So that is new. So, like, new man. New Menzeses, new job, new jobses. And yeah, like that's really what's new. I have a song coming out on the 16th. I am over the moon. When I tell you, I am so excited. I recorded this song like maybe it was still cold outside, so like maybe 3-4 months ago. And when I first wrote it, I'm just like, this song needs something. It needs a little oomph. So, you know, people are doing choirs these days, but I've always really loved that choir sound. I'm a church girl. So as soon as I was like, it needs something else, I'm like, okay, let me see what a choir sounds like on it. So I hired this Nigerian choir to sing on it, and child, oh. It's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. So I can't wait to share that with you guys on the 16th, and it's called Up. Shameless plug for me. Go listen to my music. Oh. So yeah, that's what's new.
Okay, that's lit, that's lit.
We have...
So we got a rapid fire. Rapid fire section.
Questions.
Some questions. How would your parents describe what you do?
I don't know why I laughed when I knew that this question was there. How would my mom describe what I do? I think before, when I was a software engineer, she'd be like, oh, she does computer work. And like now she would just be like, she's a singer. I don't think that she would really tell people that I was a waitress. I'm not sure. Like, I don't think that's something that she would tell people. But like, I think now she would just say she's a powerful singer. She said something so nice to me while I was home. I was like, wow. She was just like, I've never heard a voice. I almost cried. She was like, I never heard a voice like yours. Like, you have all the bass and all the highs and all the emotion and stuff like that. I'm just like, you are just a cutie patootie. And that's Naffy's word, but I stole it for this.
LOL.
But yeah, that's how she would describe what I do. She'd be like, she's a powerful singer.
My mom would describe what I do. They're probably just saying I do nutrition. And it's so funny because I was on the phone with her yesterday, and this lady that she works with also knows what I do. She was saying something. She's like, I'm trying to lose weight for the summer. I need you and your nutrition. She wasn't saying nutrition. I can't remember what she was saying, but she was saying it like super messed up, the word. I was just like, I got you still. But yeah, my mom probably just saying nutrition. She's a nurse, so she knows about like the G tube and all that stuff part of it. And like the pumps and feeding stuff. But yeah, I feel like my mom would kind of be like, the nutrition lady. It's funny because before, I feel like she wasn't all that excited about nutrition. She was like, doctor, nurse, something else. But now she's like, you and your nutrition? I'm like, yeah, girl.
I think it's exciting. Like, there's not a time that we don't go, I'm going to talk about this. There's not a time that we don't go out where she don't talk about her job, where the niggas be flocking. They're like, oh, word, bet you the one!
It's so funny because, like, I think it's interesting, but I don't know if I would have known that it would garner as much, like, attention as it does.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe we've talked about this before on the pod, but yeah, you know, you go to, like, a party or an outing and you meet other people and they ask what you do. And we're in Atlanta, so half of them are in tech and the other half, I don't know, entrepreneurs.
Do a lot of things.
Yeah. Do,
they have several jobs. Yeah.
They sing, they act, they write, they this, they that. And then I'm just like, I'm a nutritionist. And they're like, oh, okay, cool, interesting, what do you mean? Because like guys are always like, oh, you can write me a plan and help me like get fit. I'm just like, no. Like literally always. And then I'm like, oh, well, not that type of nutrition. Like I work with people that have G-tubes and J-tubes and they have, you know, they do formula and whatever, and they have a surgical opening here. And they're always just like, what? I didn't even know people could do that. I didn't even know people. Wow, they don't eat regular food. Da 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 da. Literally, last time I went into Georgia, and I was like, my job.
In slow motion.
I was a little lit, I'm not going to lie. And it was so funny to me because, like I said, like it always catches me kind of off guard. And Georgia is always like, why? Like, it is interesting. And I'm not saying it's not interesting, but I mean, I don't know. I don't really know how to, like, quantify it or explain it. Like, to me, it's like, like, if Georgia goes out and says, I'm a singer, like, that's going to garner a lot of questions, I think. And, like, every job is, like, low-key interesting or just garners a lot of, like, stuff. So, I don't know. I feel like with me, it's just, like, a little different. I mean, I guess I understand not everyone's out here, like, I'm a nutritionist. As if, like, it's different if they're, like, I'm a nurse. Like, I guess everybody kind of has the idea of what a nurse does, but not, like, a nutritionist. But anyways, I went up to her, and I was like, my job is a dick magnet. And
dick. In slow motion.
The dick came out very, very slow. And like I said, I was a little lit. And it was really funny to me how he was acting. And she was talking to other people, and I need to say it really low, because I really needed her to know. And it was funny, because she didn't really need to know. She already knew that. She's witnessed it multiple times. And I'm just going to blame it on the litness. And it's funny because I know the dick came out so slow. And later on, she was like, yeah, you said that shit in slow motion. Were you like, this girl's lit or fucked up or something? I wasn't
not
fucked
even
up.
That. I feel like.
What was your thought? You were just like, okay.
Like, it's the truth. She's right.
I'm weak. It was just so funny.
It was funny just because the people I was talking to were like, y'all talking shit, huh? What did she say? And I'm like.
I know. I heard the guys like, what did she say? And I was just like, please don't tell him what the fuck I just said. Please don't tell him what I just said. Okay, yeah. So how would you advise your 18-year-old self?
Oh my gosh, my 18-year-old self. I would tell her to chill out, to calm down. It's all gonna work out. It's gonna be fine. 18 is graduating high school. Whoa, yeah. Wow, yeah. I would tell her to calm down, chill out. It's all gonna be fine.
Oh, you're right.
I would tell her to prepare for a lot more things because like, I don't know where the fuck I was. I was in La La Land somewhere. But, like, I mean, I guess you don't really know much at 18, but I just was not really in the thought process of what life really was. Like, I feel like because my dad was a dreamer, I was very much a dreamer. And I'm still very much a dreamer, but, like, I now, like, make plans for my dreams, which is good. And I wish I would have started that at 18, like, hey, shawty, like, you know the things that you want to do. Like, because I've always known what I wanted to do. So you know the things that you want to do. So like, let's start making a plan for that, and then you can start doing things early. But I guess everything happens in its own time.
Yeah. What would I tell my 18-year-old self? Oh my gosh, I would tell myself to do more research. Like I guess on majors because I went in undecided. I don't know if a lot of people
do
that because I lied about it. I lied about it. But I went in undecided, and I wanted to do like pre-med, just like every little African girl. And I wish I just, like, would have explored or looked into other majors because I changed, like, twice and eventually got to nutrition. I feel like it would have been cooler if I would have started out in nutrition. I would have more friends in that major, more people to study with, got better grades. I think I would tell myself to be... I mean, I feel like I had a really good college experience, like, overall, especially, like, the beginning. But maybe I'd just be more careful about being so friendly or being so... I guess the word really is naive. I don't really like to call myself that, but I guess that's what you would call yourself when you're young and like don't know it all. I feel like I've always been like a pretty like careful or planner type of person, but I think you just don't know what you don't know, so you can't plan for what you don't know.
At 18, were you a perfectionist?
I honestly can't even remember 18, honestly. I can't remember yesterday, to be honest. So, I don't know. Like, I don't really know what I was like at 18. I just know I wanted to go to school and... be a little Dr. Bay. That's Dr. literally Bay. All I remember. Like, when I was 18, I lost that thing.
What thing?
Your lips quivering. And I don't, like, necessarily regret that. But, like, that's the only thing I can really remember about 18. Like, what happens at 18?
That's
like,
a pretty grown age. People losing it pretty quick
now. I
know.
I think I was... It was 18 or 19. I can't really remember. But, yeah, I was pretty grown. Yeah, I feel like I don't really, I went to school. I did pretty well. Was I perfectionist? I don't think.
I'm asking because I don't remember, like, what it would be like if you got a bad grade. And we definitely went to college together at some point. So, like, how would you act if you got a bad grade?
Oh, baby girl. After high school, I really didn't. I was like, get degrees. And, you know, I definitely had some interesting grades. I definitely had to retake the class.
Me too.
I've never been, like, a... serious perfectionist in that way, like with grades, you know, which is so interesting for my major because I say this all the time, them dietetics girlies,
yeah,
take a chill pill, baby girl, yeah, it's all right, like it's all right. But I mean, like a lot of other majors, the internship is very like very like high stakes, so I understand it. But yeah, I was never crying about a C or a D, honestly.
Okay.
Honestly, like in high school or like maybe, like, in middle school and high school. Because I knew that stuff, you know? But, like, I feel like college, I was like, wow, this is different. This is interesting. And I wasn't caught off guard by the then grade I got when I was confused, if that makes sense. But I wasn't, like, super hard on myself because I knew I would get what I needed to get. And that's what I did.
Something very consistent about you.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, you're always like... I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah, I don't really know what that is.
It's good.
I like it too, not gonna lie. Like, I feel like for the most part, I just be like chilling. And like, obviously, there are times where I can be like a little bit less chill. But when it comes to like things like that, where I just feel like God didn't put me here to stress about a D, I really don't feel that way. Like, I just don't. I'm sorry, I don't. So yeah. Next question?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to win $10 million, how would you spend it?
Child, I'm outside. $10 million. Okay. First and foremost, I'm calling my mom, telling her she can retire. I'm telling her not to tell one of my siblings. I'm telling her to tell the other two because we outside. I would tell my brother that he's also not working. So me, my mom, my brother, none of the three of us work anymore. We're going to start a restaurant, one. Get that restaurant going. Make sure the restaurant also has a food truck. Then we're going to buy a duplex. I'm going to live on one side of the duplex. And I'm going to rent out the other side of the duplex.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, so I'm going to bank music. Like, make, like, a whole, like, maybe 60, 70 songs and just have it and just keep dropping it and, like, mm-hmm. have, like, a consistent plan behind it. So that makes me money, too, as well as the restaurant and the duplex. And for now, oh, and build a studio. And after I build the studio, I'm going to get a good clientele, let the celebrities know what's up, let the celebrities know we outside. I'm going to get either a Tessie or a G-Wagon. And we outside. It's over. It's really up. Paying off my mom's car.
Yeah.
Fuck that college debt. I'm never paying that off. Y'all can come get me if you want, but I'm not paying that shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's it.
I want to pay off my revolving credit card debt. Yes.
LOL. If I win $10 million.
Oh, you're not working no more, Eva. You work for me now.
Yeah, if I won $10 million, I would give 5 to my mom, like, off rip. So, with that 5...
Don't expect the same.
With that 5, I feel like I would give her 4 and put, like, 1 in, like, multiple investment thingies for her. Because, you know, Mary Rose a little, she likes spending money. And I can't give you another million from my 5, baby girl.
Yeah.
You blow 4, you know? Yeah. Or all 5. So, she would get that. I feel like... I feel like I kind of go back and forth on this. I feel like either I would give her 5 or I'd give her 4 and give James. Either way, James, my brother, he's getting like 1, so like 1.5, like off rip, right? So that leaves me with like 4, 3.5. I don't know if I'm doing quick maths. Like correctly. But either way, so with that, I would hope Mary Rose would retire like immediately. Like 5 million girls, sit your ass down, you know? You know, James would do what he wants. I feel like James wouldn't retire.
No, he wouldn't.
I feel like even if I was like, sit your ass down, he'd be like, JK. Okay, so then with that, so let's say I have 4, right? I have 4. I'm buying a home. I'm buying like maybe 2 homes. So perfect. 1 for me and 1 to like rent out. And I feel like I would kind of like want to open a club. Or just something that's like going to generate money that I can like train people and they can like do it themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really got to be there like that, you know? But I do want to open something like fun. You know, I like to be outside. So I feel like a club is fitting. A restaurant, are you saying that? Maybe think about that. But I don't know if that's for me. So I'm going to leave that for you, you know? But yeah, I feel like I would treat myself well. Yeah. I would save a lot of it because I really feel like we were talking about this also. I'm pretty content unless it comes to like bags and shoes. I kind of lose my mind there. But like other things, like once I have a house and like buy a car, like a really nice car, and like pay that thing off, like what else do I really need other than like my little spending money and like day to day like bills and shit, you know? So yeah, I'd buy a home, like straight off, car straight off. Give money to my family, like James and my mom. And other than that, I feel like I just like not work and like be chilling and like live well within my means. Like well within my means.
Yeah, live maybe, like I do now.
Yeah, like literally. Like I feel like maybe if I got bored, I'd volunteer and like try to make a foundation. Oh my gosh, that's definitely what I do. And I was thinking about this the other day. I can't even believe I didn't say that first. But I would definitely do that. And I feel like I would definitely want it to do with, like, educating women in, like, third world countries about, like, taking care of themselves and nutrition and education and all that stuff, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
I can't believe this pasta has ground beef in it. My heart is so broken. Next. That's amazing stuff.
How are you doing for real?
How am I doing for real? I think I'm taking, well, no, I don't, not I think, I know. I'm taking very, very good care of my mental health. I got a new therapist and she is fire. Like, I really, 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 really like her. She just taps into the spiritual, she taps into the regular, and I really enjoy her presence. I got a new mindset coach, so that's always something to work on musically. I'm working on some stuff, so I think I'm honestly doing well. You know, everybody has their days.
Yeah.
And I feel like working in person, definitely you have more days. I have a lot more days now because I interact with a lot more people. So
transfer
like,
their energy.
Yeah. So I'm good, but I do have my days.
I feel like I'm good. You know, I'd be better with like $500,000 just deposited immediately in my account. But
you
want to
pay our bills?
Huh?
I'm asking them if they want to pay our bills.
Run the listens up. That's an easy, simple way. Just fall asleep and
God.
Yeah. How are you? Okay, how are you doing for real? I feel like I'm doing well. Right now I'm a little under the weather, so I feel like I just feel like weak and tired and all those things. But overall, I feel good. I feel like it's about to be summer. And if you don't know me, some of the main things that come out of my mouth are the sun and little fits. So mm-hmm. With summer appearing, those two things then come. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like it's very hard in general for me to be like, wah, wah, wah. But like, especially in summer, like it's just like the sun is out and I'm brown.
Yeah.
And I have
and beautiful.
Like, and I'm very, very beautiful. And I have like wigs and clothes. Like I'm just like, I'm going to be outside. Like, what do you mean? I'm my best friend. I have other friends. Like I'm going to be outside. I have a job. Like I'm just like very like, okay, because I'm thankful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, a couple, maybe like a month or two ago, I really don't remember, but like, I feel like two very like expensive things happened back to back, and I really was like, oh my gosh. But then I was like, you know, thank God I had the money to pay for these two things, you know? So I feel like I'm good. I feel like I'm good. I'm happy, you know? Queen Charlotte came out, and that was a really good show. Ooh. Like, that makes me happy. Like, Love Island's about to come back out. That makes me happy. I don't got no nigga stressing me out. You know, I'm helping my mommy. Like, I'm just like, I'm happy. I'm good. You know? But that $500,000, or like, you know, just when I go out, like, immediate drinks and, like, pasta. Good pasta.
Pasta.
I'm coming for you. Okay? Because you have me down bad Memorial Day weekend. But it's okay.
Immediate pasta and drinks is hilarious.
Like, as soon as I walk into the spot, there's cream pasta and a drink on, like, another nigga's tab, though, right? And the $500,000 in my account immediately. Yeah.
I like that answer a lot. Immediate pasta and drinks when I go out. What do I
pasta
want?
Pasta and pasta. Is that my pasta. Oh, my gosh. You guys should try to hook me up with a white man.
I support it. End of story.
White man that listen.
White men who are rich.
Minus one. just, you know, sliding into DMs.
Who's the minus one?
I'm not going to say it on here.
Okay, next question.
What's your go-to dance move?
My go-to... Okay, so literally the other day, I was like, this part of my shoulder, like the part of my shoulder that connects my arm to my chest hurts. And I'm like, why does that hurt? Why am I in pain? And I realized it's because of doing this dance move too much. It's because I'm doing this dance move too much and like, you know, shaking my ass while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Just something with fingers and my hands up. I don't know really what that is. I feel like I kind of want to take up a smidget more space. So my hands being out like this helps with that.
Creating a bubble.
LOL. But yeah, you know, a little booty shake, a little, but something with my hand just upwards moving in this area, vicinity. That's my go-to, and it's very, you know, a little African auntie-esque with my little two-step. You know, I can't help it. I can't help it. My ancestors' blood runs deep within me. Your go-to item by your bed. I think the question was, like, your weirdest item by your bed or your most interesting. And I have a question. I mean, I have an answer for this question right now because I recently got one of them little things, and it's, like, a canister. Like this, right? And you have water in it, and then it has a cover, and the cover is like a cup. So when you take it off the cover, you pour this water into here, and you have unlimited drinks by your bedside all night. And it's amazing because I spill things and I drop things. And not to say that won't drop, but I just feel like It has a little built-in coaster on it, so it makes it a little harder to move.
That's
you know?
Good, yeah.
And it's just awesome, because I usually just have a cup, and it's just, like, precipitation on my little IKEA thing, which it's just a mess, you know? So, I like it! I think it's cute. I think it's a little it trendy very cute. Thing. Yeah.
That's my go-to thing. I always stay strapped with a book. I always got a book next to my bed, or several. It depends on what I'm feeling. They're all self-help books and the Bible. But, like, it depends on what I'm feeling and what I want to read during the night. But I usually read every night before I sleep. So, there's always a couple books by my bed.
Sure.
And a cough drop. I stay with a cough drop. Stay strapped with a cough drop.
What are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading The Alter Ego Effect. I really, really like that book so far. And it just talks about, like, how when you're, like, somebody front-facing, like an artist or, like, a baseball player or, like, somebody who plays sports.
Front-facing.
Yeah, like, you're somebody who, like, where people have to see you.
Yeah.
It's smart to create an alter ego because then you can disassociate that thing / person from yourself. And then you can just go all in, like how Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. And it's apparently, like, something that a lot of celebrities and stuff do. They just don't talk about it. So I really like that book. I was not aware of that.
I need to make an alter ego.
My alter ego's name is Ivy. And Ivy's a bad bitch.
What TV show do you want to be in?
Okay.
And not be in.
Okay. So I would love to be in Bel Air. I would love to be the quirky auntie or like the best friend. Mm. I want to be Coco Jones's best friend. Like she has a singer friend and we stick by each other. Like we sing sometimes together. There's some studio scenes and like sometimes we all wear the same fit. So like, yeah. So like Coco Jones is my best friend in the show. Do we also ask what show do we not want to be in? I don't, okay, this is going to sound crazy, but, like, I don't want to be in Bridgerton or Queen Charlotte because those are really, really good shows, but it just seems, like, too close to slavery. Like, it just seems, like, too close to me being trapped up. Like, if you saw Queen Charlotte, the black girl had to sleep with somebody who looked real crazy, and I'm not doing none of that. Wow. So I just knew that was not the time period for me. Put me in now! And put me with Coco Jones.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what my answer is. I literally hate every show I'm watching right now.
Every single time we watch a show, she's like, I hate this show.
And it's like, I don't really hate it. It's just, I hate what the people do. I get, like, severe, like, I don't want to say secondhand embarrassment, but it's like, I really feel everything. I'm just like, why are y'all doing that? Like, this makes no sense. You are stupid. I just want to go in there and be like, no. I do not want to be in young, African, black, rich, whatever. I don't even know what the three words are, the order. But y'all know that show on Netflix? I do not want to be in it.
I feel like they all sit down. Like you said, it's fake. But I feel like they all sit,
so fake.
Sit down and have a conversation. They're like, bet, what stories are we going to make up
this season? Yeah, like it's so bad. I feel like obviously reality TV, varying like different degrees. But I just feel like that show is very, very fake.
Very, very fake. We
very
sound like somebody
fabricated.
On there.
And what show do I want to be in? First of all, I really only watch, like, reality TV other than, like, the shows that she literally just said. I feel like those are the only shows I watch that are, like, not... is that true? I think I watch them on Netflix. But they all are... Honestly, they're all bad, right? So here is my unpopular opinion because we have talked about how much I actually do not want to be on the show, but how much I actually do want to be on the show. So I feel like in a fake world where, like, I wouldn't really care about things...
I don't know what you're going to say.
I would want to be in Love Island.
Yeah, I could tell. I felt like there was going to be an answer.
That's, like, my first thing I thought of. Oh, gosh, I'm spending every word. Sorry, yo. But, yeah,
that's
like...
what you said. Sorry, go ahead.
I feel like it's a fun show. First of all, the sun and the little fits. Hello, I already said that.
And the wigs.
Wigs, being a baddie, like, hello. So it's not, you know, very catered to the black women of complexions.
Complex.
But I don't know if you girlies know, but there's a Love Island in France. And there's this very beautiful chocolate girl. And she is with this man who is... seeming, you know, it's only in French, and I don't speak French, but from the subtitles and the like, energy that all the people that watch are giving, they're very cute. First of all, she's beautiful, and they're very cute together, and he very much cares for her. Like, he's, like, you. Like, picking her, like, very much picking her. And I don't know if y'all watch that show, but it's not really the sentiment that usually happens for the black girlies. But there's a part of me that I always feel like, it kind of goes back to like, I'm going to be good regardless. I really feel like I'm going to go on that show and be good regardless. Yeah. So I feel like I would want to be on Love Island. Not like really, really, but I would.
I'm about to say, we have a clear way to do that. We could talk about it after, but we have a clear way to get that done. If that's what you really want.
I don't know if I really, really want. It's like of all the shows that I already hate, I would choose that for the plot, you know? Like, yeah. It would very much be plot thickening. Like, it would be intriguing. I would not be bored. I feel like everything else, I'd be like, y'all niggas is lying. Like, y'all are not. Like, no, I hate all this.
Telling her that I want to be an influencer's friend. So that would really start her influencing career to be on Love Island. So.
You know, they always talk about people being friends with themselves.
Right?
You need to be a friend to yourself first. You need to love yourself first. You need to be a friend to yourself first.
You don't think I'm a friend to myself.
Exactly. So you're a friend of yourself. Thanks for leading into that. So with me saying that, you're a friend to yourself. You can be the influencer and get on your Zoom and just, you know, be a friend to yourself. And since I want to be the friend of an influencer and I'm not friends with myself.
There's a lot of problematic statements going on here, guys.
I'm not friends with myself. You would be the friend of an influencer.
Girl, next question.
What's your favorite song?
Okay. So, all right. This is hard because I know a lot of songs. Okay, so here's the thing. My favorite song of all time is Sunday Morning by Maroon 5. That will never, ever, ever change because it just came into my life at a time where I needed a song. And that song says a lot of things. That's my favorite song of all time. But a song that is like crack to me that you can inject in my veins and I'll be like, yeah, give me that song. It's The Key by Tems. There is not a day that passes where I do not play this song. It was my most played song last year. I think it's going to be my most played song this year. I am obsessed. And Asawaju by Ruger. Yeah, it's a lot of songs, yeah. But...
I'm glad you said multiple because I high-key already had two.
Good,
and
good,
I'm
good.
Adding a third one. Oh, shit, did I just forget it?
No, you didn't. You remember.
Okay, so no, because you were saying replay. Mirror Sun by Nardo Wick and Future and Lil Baby. I freaking love that song. I really only like Nardo Wick's part. Like, the other parts are great. Future, I think he says some questionable things in there, so I kind of stopped listening to it because I'm just like, God, I love you. I promise I do. You know? So, I really need to look at Genius and be like, did he say what I think he said?
What do you think he said?
I think he said she'd be posting up the devil like me. And I'm just like, the devil? Like, I think he said, like, the emoji. I don't really know. And I'm strange, very confused because strange. To me, it's just like, why?
Am I the only one? I just feel like the Illuminati is not hiding no more. Like, I feel like they it's playing in our face. And I don't know if I'm the only one. Don't come after me. I promise I'm not a threat. Next. Go ahead.
But Future aside and Lil Baby Hella aside, not that I don't like him, but it's just not the song for him, for me, and that song, you know? But I really like Nardo Wick. Like, a lot. Like, a lot. He's, like, the only male celebrity I follow on my real page.
On her real page. Guys, keep that note.
Hey. I just didn't want to lie. Okay, so there's that song. And then the first two songs. So, as far as... I don't really know if I have an overall song. Like, the way you'd be feeling about, like, Sunday Morning. I really don't know if I do. I can't even remember, like I said, yesterday. So, I just, like, to remember a song. I don't know. But anyways, as far as the song I really like right now, Rip Me Out the Plastic, I'm an Active Randy. That song by Lotto. I really like that song. And she just dropped a remix with Cardi B. And I just feel like Cardi B is a feature. It's like JT. It's just like, it's injected. Yeah. It's just like crack, you know?
Solidified.
Yeah, so I really like that song. So there's that. And then what's the second one I was going to say? Oh, Trance. Trance. It's by Travis Scott. It's, I think there's a DJ somewhere in there, somebody else. I really like that song because when they get to like the chorus and
I'm listening to it in my head right now.
It just makes you want to dance. It's like that Lil Uzi song for like everybody else.
Yeah.
That's what that song is to me. Like I just, every time I'm in my car, I'm just like, at night. Yeah. So those three songs. Yeah. I think that's all I can think of, so I feel like that's the truth. Like, if they come to you immediately, that's the truth, right? Right now? Yeah, that's my truth right now.
That's the end of our questions. Let's leave them with one takeaway. We didn't even plan this, but let's leave you guys with one takeaway. What's something that you want to say, and I'll say something, too?
Something I really want to say?
Yeah, say something to them. Give them something.
When somebody shows you that they're crazy,
believe them.
Believe them. And I have a habit of, I'm pretty chill, I'm pretty calm. You're not finna really show you're crazy to me, though. Like, it's not finna be me. It's always. It's consistent. It's consistent. It may take some time, but they finna show it.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sorry. Okay, share seven! Yeah, if someone shows you that they're crazy, just believe them. They show they're crazy to everybody else. You witnessed it on everybody else. You heard stories. She was showing you, yeah, there's receipts of me being crazy. Just believe them. Just disassociate immediately.
Yeah.
Because then she'll come to your home and act crazy.
If you're listening to this, get your shit together.
Oh.
Yeah, but don't come here. Okay. It's time to get on your Zoom. I don't know who's listening to this, but I'm going to tell you here that our time is limited. And it's time to get on your Zoom. And that's all I will say about that. There's no shots being thrown here. But you're listening to me. You don't have forever here. Do whatever you need to do. Do whatever you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do, find something to do and get that done. And that's on par.
Bye, guys. This was through.
Thank you.